Hey everybody, Mark here, and this is a commentary and analysis on Fuck Yes or No. In these commentaries, I talk about the inspiration, ideas, and process that went into writing this article. So if you love the article, then you can get the backstory and learn more here. With Fuck Yes or No, well, first of all, let's just point out that this is probably the most successful relationship article that I've ever written. I can't even keep track of how many times it's been read at this point, but I believe it's over 500,000 shares, and at least 3 or 4 million people have read it. Interestingly, this will not surprise you. It has not been republished many places. I think other publishers can't really get around the F word in the title, which is great for me. So, I like the F word in the title. I, as you've probably noticed, I like to say fuck a lot, but, as I explain in my Potty Mouth article, I think there is like a genuine value to using, obscene language or vulgarity in kind of like a calculated way. And this is definitely one of those cases because it needs to be a fuck yes or it's a no. As I mentioned in the article, this article, the idea. So this article, I guess you could say it was kind of created with a recipe of ideas. And the primary component of that recipe was, Derek Sivers' article called Hell Yes or No. He wrote a short little article a few years prior that was very popular. Basically the exact same concept. If you don't say hell yeah, then you should say no. He wrote it in a business context. And I remember reading that a long time before writing this. And Sivers has an amazing talent for just coming up with these pithy little heuristics and concepts that just stick with you like for years and years. Like he can write them up in like 3 paragraphs and you'll be able to remember it, you know, 3 years later. So this one stuck with me. And back around this time, I was still doing dating consulting over the phone. So I had a small group of clients that I was working with. I was doing calls with, you know, I would do a couple each week. And just helping them with their dating lives, their relationship situations, etc. And I remember, I think it was one of these, you know, kind of coincidence things, but I had like 3 calls in a row where this kind of concept came up, where basically 3 different clients were all kind of stuck in this like gray area of, well, I don't know if I really like this person, or I don't know if this relationship's doing great. And, because they were kind of stuck in this gray area, they didn't know if it was worth getting out or not. They didn't know if it was worth sticking in it. And I finally kind of just got to the point. I'm like, look, if you have to ask, then that's your answer. And that's actually a question that I've been saying shit since I was in college. Actually, a friend of mine in college said that to me once when I was struggling in one of my first relationships. I said something similar. I was like, well, I don't know. I remember where it came from. I said, I don't know if I love her or not. And my friend told me, well, if you have to ask, then that's your answer. And that also stuck with me like forever. And that was been a mainstay piece of advice for me pretty much my entire adult life, both professional and non-professional. So I kept finding myself with these clients going like, well, if you have to ask if you need to stay, then that's probably your answer. And then just out of nowhere, while kind of unpacking that idea, explaining it, I said, look, if you're not saying fuck yeah, then why are you with this person? Like, why are you trying to force enthusiasm into a relationship that's not enthusiastic? Like, the truth about relationships is that enthusiasm very naturally diminishes over the course of the relationship. So if there's no enthusiasm in the beginning, then that's a really, really bad sign. Like, it, 'cause it doesn't get better, it doesn't come back. It doesn't grow out of nowhere. Like, it needs to be there at the beginning. There needs to be a certain threshold of enthusiasm in the beginning, or else you're not going to survive the problems or the downtime or, you know, periods where the relationship is struggling. So, in the process of one of these calls, I was like, look, it's got to be a fuck yes or a no. And, I think I kind of pulled that on a couple clients and they really liked it. And so I was kind of like, okay, that's a good idea for a post. I should write that. Having no idea that it was going to kind of take on a life of its own as it has at this point. The interesting thing about this post is it did very well when I wrote it. But then it really went crazy like 6 months later and I have no idea why. So when I wrote it, it got shared quite a bit, you know, probably a few thousand times, which at the time was a lot for me. Got good traffic. But then it was like 6 months later after another post I wrote. It was after the, six toxic habits most people think are healthy. That post went viral. And then I guess I linked to fuck yes or no in that post and then fuck yes or no went viral. And caught fire. And one thing that I'm most proud of with this article is that it's kind of become like a litmus test in people's relationships or people who are dating. I've heard that on sites like OkCupid or Plenty of Fish, people put this article, like link to this article in their profiles and basically say like, you know, I follow the rule of fuck yes or no. And I've gotten emails from people, you know, like women will say like, yeah, I specifically, when I do online dating, I look for guys who link to fuck yes or no in their profiles or vice versa. So it's become like an indicator for people of like their values and what they're attracted to, what they're looking for in their relationships, which is awesome. That's like super flattering and, I guess almost like the pinnacle of relationship advice is like, if people are actually using your relationship advice as a screener on the dates that they go on, that's pretty awesome. So, the other cool thing about this article is that it talks about, how do I put this? It pretty much covers everything I would ever want to say about consent. And consent's an extremely important topic that needs to be put out there. But I feel like this article handles the topic of consent in a way, in a very broad way that's not gender specific, that isn't claustrophobic. Like a lot of the consent stuff I've seen out there, it's like, honestly, I roll my eyes at kind of how ridiculous and unrealistic it is. You know, like I remember I read one thing that like honestly recommended that people write a checklist of things they want to give and receive consent to. And then when they like meet somebody at a party, like go through the checklist together. And I'm like, are you insane? Like that sounds like the most unsexy, unexciting, like mood destroying thing ever. And I've always believed when it comes to consent, it's really simple. There's just two factors. First is communicating your expectations effectively, and honestly. And two is being open and okay with respecting the other person's expectations. That's really it. Like, there's no reason to get like procedural with all this stuff. Like, it should be pretty easy and straightforward. And so I felt that fuck yes or no kind of embodies that spirit of, like an obvious underlying principle that should inform each person's behavior within a relationship. you know, rather than trying to micromanage, you know, like, whoa, before you go to her dorm room, you need to ask her these three questions. You know, like, I just find that kind of stuff to be, like, stupid and probably creating as many problems as it solves. So yeah, in terms of, like, consent, I feel like this article not only sums up kind of my whole philosophy and approach to it, but and emphasizes how important it is, but also I feel like it's actually practicable and useful for people, which I feel good about.